Bear Country 95.3, 752. We're going online now with Mick from Montague Webworks. Hey, Mick.
Hey, Kevin.
Yo, yo.
So, happy Fat Tuesday. Happy Mardi Gras Day.
Today is Mardi Gras Day?
Today is Mardi Gras.
What am I supposed to do exactly?
You're supposed to
dress up.
Is
this the day we go to New Orleans?
Yeah, that's where it's that's the epicenter, I guess, of it.
All right. And how long does that last? How long does the party last?
Is it
a couple of days?
I think so. I think it's a few days, or it's like a week, but the parade is today, and then there's more partying.
Doesn't it start going until Lent or something? It's all related, isn't it?
Lent starts tomorrow.
Oh, Lent starts tomorrow.
Lent starts tomorrow, so this is the last day before Lent, and then Lent goes until Easter.
Uh-huh.
Now, the Swedes actually have a song about that. That they sing both at Christmas and at the mid-year.
Hmm.
Yeah, anyway.
Very interesting. Did you want to talk about Fat Tuesday
today? Very interesting.
Today?
No, but I do want to talk about dates and times.
All right.
Because Daylight Savings Time comes up on Sunday.
Sounds like that's a little early this year.
Do you know anything
about that? Is it too early?
It was pushed out. Like, so Daylight Savings was extended by President Bush back a few, few years ago, and like every once in a while, it just gets pushed wider and wider and wider. And in fact,
it seems like it's just earlier this year that
I was doing a little bit of research. There's a new bill in Oregon to keep daylight savings time year round, and there's similar legislation on the table in Washington and California.
So we would not fall back in the winter.
That's right.
Or we wouldn't spring ahead in the spring.
So if those legislative efforts pass, then this will be the last time they'll change their time at all. And in the fall,
I like that.
It'll just stay.
I like that. Why are we messing with the time?
Well, it has an origin. You know, it has a history. It had to do with
history, blah.
Saving oil and whatever. But now they found that it causes accidents, because most car accidents happen in the evening. And if suddenly it's darker earlier, then there's a bump up in the number of pedestrians getting run over by cars.
Wow. So there's research.
There's research. Yep. There's a lot of research in it. You can look it up. So anyway.
I got you to do that for me.
A little bit, just a wee bit. So today's website is timeanddate.com.
Uh-huh.
Now, I thought that I'd already done this website once before, but I did a search on my website and I couldn't find it. So either we didn't record it or we didn't upload it or
I don't remember it either.
Yeah, well, it's one of those three. But anyway, so timeanddates.com. And so I did a search at Google, and I said daylight savings time, and this is one of the websites that came up. So if you do that, dear listener at home, go to Google and type in daylight savings time, and scroll down, you'll find timeanddate.com, and they talk about it, and there's a lot of stats and all that. But the site itself is really cool. dateandtime.com, and they even have an app, and they tell you about history of why things are happening and when things are happening, and daylight savings time being a perfect example and all that. So I'm liking this. And they actually even have, for the web developers out there, an API, so you could have a little widget on your website that talks about what's special about today in a calendaric manner, not just about holidays and stuff. So
fancy.
Fancy schmancy. And I love this kind of stuff. I mean, longtime listeners will recall that I did a whole three-episode section on...
Three-part series?
Three-part series on leap year and how that came about because of Easter and the Pope at the time. Pope Gregory, and that's why we're on the Gregorian calendar, because a Catholic.
All right,
we don't
have to rehash the whole thing.
You can go to the website, you can find it. But, or I'll do it again, because Easter is coming. But
that is
true. Anyway, timeanddates.com. I suggest you go there every now and then to see what's coming up, so you don't feel like you're missing out.
Now, Mick is from Montague Webworks, and Montague Webworks is right here in Greenfield, and they're part of our 30% off store. Mick, I forgot to let you know that we're in March Madness mode right now.
March Madness?
Yes. So that means the gift certificates, instead of being 30% off, are 50% off.
What?
Yeah, for real. So take advantage.
That's right.
Remember, at Montague Webworks, these gift certificates that you can buy at 50% off right now, you can use for many different things over at Montague Webworks.
That's right. Mostly for setting up a new website, but if you need help with Google, My Business, and analytics, and pretty much anything that has to do with your website, buy a couple of those certificates and walk on in and slap them down on the table and say, give me a hand.
Yeah. Check out Montague Webworks in their new office space, which is on Miles Street.
Yep, the very, very bottom of Miles Street.
Right before the Energy Park.
Right up against the fence of the Energy Park.
Dang.
Actually, I think the building is part of the fencing of the Energy Park.
That's amazing.
That's how close the building is.
Very close.
That's right. We're right up there.
Mick, enjoy the sunshine.
Yes. and the cold.
All right, Mick, from Montague Webworks, we're at 7:57.